Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
All right, let me start with the stock market report brought to you by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 190 points to end the week. S&P 500 down 33 points today. NASDAQ down 155 points. So we've got a little ground to make up next week. Cat Talk hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers, we've mentioned it several times. They got their asses whooped by the Hurricanes last night. I haven't seen the Panthers handled that way in a long time. And I've said I had no idea how good Carolina was, but man, did they look good last night. So the Panthers return home tomorrow. They will host the Tampa Bay Lightning. A little bit of a homecoming for Anthony Duclair, new member of the Lightning. Puck drops tomorrow at 6 p.m. And then, as we mentioned earlier, they're going to be off for four straight nights after that. And they'll be back on the ice Thursday, March 21st. They host Nashville. And we're going to be doing the show live from the Amerant Bank Arena leading up to the game that night. We'll begin the 4 o'clock hour here with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, who is hoping for a big one tonight from Jimmy.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Heat versus Pistons tonight, 7 p.m. First of four straight on the road for Miami. The next two, including tonight, will be in the Motor City. Detroit's won three of their last four. 7
oh, really?
p.m. start time. Yeah.
Hey, rolling.
I did not know that. Would you like to know the line for tonight's game? You want to take a guess? Anybody know? Heat in Detroit.
Heat got to be favored. Two?
Lana?
Heat minus 6.5.
Heat minus 8. Heat minus 8. Going to do a little 15 minutes of heat here quickly?
Sure.
Sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Give you a couple of lines for tonight's Heat game. See if anything jumps out at you here. You want to guess what the over under is for Jimmy Butler? How many did he end with against Denver?
15.
Somewhere around there. You want to guess over under tonight on Jimmy?
19.
21.5.
21.5. It is. I'm just a little bit leery because I think it's a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of night.
No, don't do that.
What I you don't think it is?
No.
They're an 8-point favorite on the road?
No, because this team doesn't rest their starters in the fourth. Jimmy Butler plays all 12 minutes in the fourth quarter. That's what this
Even
team
if
does.
40?
And to be honest, you know what? Thanks. That was I was bringing up that point. The Heat don't just run people off the court like that.
They don't.
No.
They don't. They opened the season against Detroit. Was it Detroit or Orlando that they barely got by the
Yeah, it was the Detroit. They had a double-digit lead, and they held on by 1 point. Cade Cunningham missed a last-second shot.
Want to guess the over-under for Cade Cunningham tonight?
Right around Jimmy, 21?
Nah, I would bet it's like 26 and a half.
21 and a half?
Oh.
Yeah. 21 and a half.
Bro, he's on a tear, though.
He can play.
Who's this Simone Fontecchio?
Bro, Simone Fontecchio. So he was on the Jazz, got traded to the Pistons. He's an Italian. Maybe the best Italian in the league right now. No offense to your boy, Danilo Gallinari, Crowder. But
I love Danilo.
He torched the Heat with the Jazz last season. And then when they played Detroit, what was it, like a week ago on March 5th, he had a really good game. Knocked down a couple three-pointers.
I take the Fontecchio over, 14 and a half.
I like that.
Sounds like we got some inside info from Solana here. He's been following this Simone Fontecchio more closely than anyone in the league, it sounded like.
It's my guy because he the story was that when he was watching the NBA, when he fell in love with the NBA, it was the 2006 NBA Finals because that's like the only NBA games that were being aired in Italy when he was growing up. And guess who dominated the 06 NBA Finals? Dwayne Wade. So he loved D. Wade. And when he got to Utah, Wade was part owner of Utah. Then he sent his ass packing to Detroit, you bum.
The Heat are having a night to honor Dwayne Wade trading Simone Fontecchio to Detroit in a couple of weeks. So that'll be fun.
I don't think that's true.
Bam over under tonight?
19.
Yeah, 17 and a half.
20 and a half.
Wow.
Harry Rozier, 16 and a half. Duncan, 13 and a half. That guy stinks. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 10 and a half. That guy stinks. He hit a little wall, a little rookie wall, Solana?
No, he did. Remember, he got injured, so he missed like six or seven games. Right around the time the Heat went on that losing skid.
Yeah.
Came back, was nowhere near as productive as he was when he was torching teams. But no, I mean, the other day he had his second highest point total of the season against, I think it was Washington. I think the Heat ended up losing, obviously, but he'd been playing much better post-All-Star break.
Okay. Caleb Martin tonight, 10.5 is the over-under, and Nikola Jovic, 6.5. Now let's get the triple doubles.
No, so with Jovic tonight, that's the one where I say I could see him going over on 6.5. Usually, like against the Nuggets, I
just want to put this caveat in here because I never brought it up on the air, and I'm glad you brought it up. The last time that you suggested on this show, Nikola Jovic over 6.5 seems like this is a good night for him to do it. He was ejected in the first half.
That is correct. That is accurate.
Now we're going round two, huh?
That's fine. Don't listen to me. It's all right. It's all right.
Jimmy Butler, triple-double tonight, is plus 7,500. They didn't see anything in the Denver game to lower the odds. They've increased the odds to plus 7,500. Jimmy Butler, triple-double. Does he have one this season?
Yes. He does against the Spurs. Yeah.
Okay, so bet the under every game for the rest of the season because the average is about one a year.
Yep.
So if you're playing the Jimmy Butler trends, he's not really going to hit another.
Well, against the Pistons at home on March 5th, Jimmy Butler was on triple-double watch in that game. So, you know, do with that info with whatever you want to do.
He was on triple-double watch?
Yeah.
Like, you're remembering this?
Yeah, no, he was on triple-double watch. He had 26 points.
What did he end with?
He 26 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds.
To watch him for another two quarters. Triple-double watch.
Four quick offensive boards where you kick it out into Jovic.
couple
down to three.
Couple putbacks. Couple putbacks that you purposely missed.
Ready to go. Triple double watch.
Anyway, preheat tonight starts at 5:45 with Alejandro Solana. He'll be joined by Tommy Tighe, and then you'll get some Heat basketball tonight with Jason Jackson on the call from Detroit. 7 p.m. tip-off here on 560 WQAM. What else you got in the headlines?
This is interesting, guys. So Jerry Dulac, he covers the Steelers and, funny enough, the PGA Tour for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's also a Steelers radio network host. He said the Steelers made the move, and he's speaking about the Steelers trading quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Eagles.
Kenny Pickett.
Yes, he can. Kenny Pickett. Yes, he can.
The Steelers made the move because of the way Pickett was poorly handling the arrival of Russell Wilson, according to sources. That came on the heels of Pickett's behavior last season when he refused to dress as the emergency third quarterback in Seattle in Week 17.
So they get, well, listen, I mean, they get to Week 17. Who's the quarterback? Trubisky?
Yeah, they benched Kenny.
They've got Mason Rudolph maybe as their backup.
Yeah.
And they go, hey, Kenny, you're the emergency backup. Yeah. I think we understand where I stand this season.
Listen, Jack, you got that check for Week 17. Better get your do whatever I tell you to do.
Like Scottie Pippen, you know, in the huddle. They're like, all right, we're going to run this play for Kukoc. Pippen's like, yeah, you know what? I'll run the play for Kukoc. I'll sit on the bench here. Kukoc hit a game-winning three. It was unbelievable. It was a ridiculous moment in Bulls history. But I could see where, you know, Kenny Pickett was just like, okay, you guys are choosing Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph over me. Now you go out and get another quarterback. Like, what, he's going to come in all bright and sunny for work?
But just do your job.
Yeah.
Contract signed. You getting paid, son.
But what's the alternative if you're Kenny Pickett? Now you're the backup somewhere else. At least with Russell Wilson.
Right,
but at least with Russell Wilson – if Russ had the type of season he had in his first go-around with Denver, there's a chance, you know, a slight chance, but there's a chance that you get at least another shot, maybe.
All I'm saying is they've made it pretty clear in Pittsburgh, yeah. Kenny Pickett's not their long-term quarterback. So,
and it's not like he was balling. They were games he was 7 for 18 for 42 yards and stuff like that. Like, he's not a good quarterback.
Oh, he sucks. Like, he stinks.
Guy stinks.
It does.
I have a little self-awareness.
Yeah, don't get no attitude. Do what they tell you to do and collect your check.
Mm-hmm.
Guy stinks.
Tomorrow, Inter-Miami. They'll play at DC United, 3 p.m. Lionel Messi not expected to play. Remember, he left the game early in the CONCACAF Champions Cup against Nashville early in that second half. He's being monitored for an injury, so not expected to play tomorrow. That game, by the way, somebody texted in if they can hear it on the radio. Yes, 2 p.m. kickoff. You can hear the game right here on WQAM. That is your Inter Miami update, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Anybody see these Little Caesars pizza cups?
Pizza cups.
Holy mackerel. These things look fire.
Pizza cups.
Yeah, they almost look like pizza cupcakes.
Look them up.
We're gonna see this, Hawk.
I've seen it all over social media, and the reason I don't know why I thought of it, but
they
call them crazy puffs.
Yeah, the crazy puffs.
Mm.
And Javon Holland had tweeted out yesterday, I can confirm these are amazing.
Those do look good.
Don't they look good?
The garlic roll with some cheese and pepperoni in the middle.
A little pizza cup.
They kind of look like bagel bites.
Bagels have a hole in them, Jimmy.
And they're bagels.
No, bagel bites.
Yeah, the bagel bites still have a hole in them.
Jimmy, you looking at the picture? Did you see somebody has fried chicken with a pizza chicken,
Chizza.
A chizza?
Yeah,
the
chizza.
Who is that?
Pizza. KFC.
KFC, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't look that good.
It's chicken parmesan that you eat with your
pepperonis
hands.
Pepperonis on it? I don't know.
Chicken parmesan, you eat with your hands. Pepperoni makes everything better.
I don't know about that.
Oh, stop it.
100% it makes it better.
Anything.
Huh, Jimmy?
Yvonne Holland tweeted yesterday, can confirm these are delicious.
Little Caesars is still open.
How about that?
Boy, they must have got a stimulus package. Somebody goes to Little Caesars.
You guys doing anything for St. Patrick's Day on Sunday?
Yeah. What's on TV?
Playing golf and flying back.
Who, this sounds like this is like a real Sid Diddy golf thing. Are you in like a foursome that's like going to blow our minds?
No idea. I just show up places. But it's going to be some famous people there. I'll see what
Are you guys interviewing someone for the pivot out there? Like, do you know who?
Nope.
You don't know who?
No, there's a long list and then they're setting it up for tomorrow.
Aaron Donald, perhaps?
We'll see.
On the heels of his retirement?
I don't hide it, but I don't know. We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Find out today.
You gonna hit In-N-Out Burger while you're out there in L.A.?
Maybe, because we ordered room service at this hotel, and that was bad. This is a damn Bonvoy.
I saw that. I didn't want to mention it because whatever, but I saw the room service guy right behind you, and it came in like a big tray. It was wheeled in.
With the metal things on it. That's class.
Yeah, we got a bunch of some fresh squeezed juice.
Ooh. Got any of those pizza cups in there?
No pizza cups.
All right.
I wish we did. This food was struggling.
Are you in L.A. or are you somewhere else?
Somewhere on the water. Mm. It's beautiful in front of me, but if I turn the computer around and it's too dark, you can't see me.
What do they call that? Malibu?
Oh, you do have a nice view.
Wow.
You see that?
Where are you? Malibu?
Malibu. I don't know. Newport?
Newport Beach?
Hey, there we go.
Wow.
It's nice over here. Like a movie.
Hawk, since you brought up some food stuff, I did have a couple random topics that I wanted to cover. So last week, McDonald's Japan, they teased a McDonald's French fry perfume on social media, and I was very excited. I was going to buy you the French fry perfume. Mm. Unfortunately, it was just a joke. They're not really launching it.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I feel like with all the attention it got, this might be something McDonald's wants to break into the perfume game.
Well, I told you, use Crowder powder the way that you would use talcum powder or any kind of baby powder.
Yeah.
I mean, why smell like a French fry when you can smell like Crowder powder?
Hey.
Is there any food you want to smell like? You go to a hibachi place, melting pot, even like Cuban restaurants.
I don't want to smell like grease.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good question. I had to think about it because food smells good, but I don't know if it wants to be on me.
I hate when I smell food on my clothes.
Yeah.
What about like Skittles?
How about a maple donut?
Smell like syrup?
Yeah, that's a good smell.
Syrup?
Yeah.
It had to be something sweet. That's why I brought up Skittles or some kind of candy. Like smell like candy.
Yeah, like a Starburst.
Because you don't want to smell like a hamburger or smell like ribs.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, Starburst, a yellow one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I find this fascinating. Frontier Airlines, they added a new...
I mean, not a million years, but I believe Crowder flew them, didn't he?
That's why I made that noise when you just even brought up the name.
Not in a million years.
You sit in lawn chairs.
Well, hold on.
Right.
But this one might entice you, all right? They added a new seating option called Upfront Plus. That lets you pay extra to make sure nobody sits next to you. So it guarantees if you pay that price, the middle seat in your row will remain empty for the entire flight.
So I get two lawn chairs.
What? It's up front plus?
Up front plus.
So just means that you're buying two seats?
Right. Nobody will sit next to you.
Yeah, I'm good, Jack.
I mean, I can't imagine a lot of successful airlines are doing that.
They crank up the planes like a lawnmower. They got to pull a string to get them moving.
I will tell you, a lot of times when I was buying movie tickets, when DJ was home, I'd be buying tickets for me and Lori and DJ. I'd buy four tickets because I just don't want anybody sitting next to me.
Big money.
I'm not doing with an airline ticket.
Big money. Goodness gracious. You're pleasant, but you're not very friendly.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover
Law Firm. Somebody's just, you know, they're next to you. I mean, if you're going to open up Bunch of Crunch or some sort of candy in the movies, do it before the movie starts. You don't start opening the box of candy while the movie is playing.
No,
ridiculous.
That's a flawed way of thinking about it. No joke. Why am I sitting in a movie theater? I bought this box of candy to eat while I'm watching the movie. I'm not going to open it before the movie because there's 0% chance there's going to be anything left by the time the movie starts. Huh?
Well, that's a you problem.
Just greedy.
I mean, show a little willpower.
I disagree with Hawk too, but you can't. You just stop eating.
Just open it before the movie starts. Well, when I'm in like a nice scene with a lot of tension going on, I don't have Rob next to me opening up his Butterfinger pieces.
But what is it? They open it with a flamethrower? It's just a little.
Yeah,
creepy.
They never get these things open right. They start ripping on them. They bang them on the corner.
Who are you in the movies with?
What do upfront plus seats include? In addition to blocking off middle seats, Frontier says passengers in upfront plus seats will get more leg room, elbow room, and comfort. It's a very nebulous thing. You get more comfort.
Yeah, right.
hey, we've given you a little bit more comfort. Really? What? How so? Well, take our word for it.
They'll pat you on the knee.
They'll also be the first to receive in-flight service. And among the first to exit the plane upon arrival.
If you're up front, you're exiting first anyway.
But I think you can get this up front plus seat anywhere.
No, I think it's only the first two rows. Prices. First two rows.
What is it?
Only the first two rows.
Hmm. Introductory prices start at $49 per person each way. After the introductory period, a Frontier spokesperson said USA Today, told USA Today pricing for upfront plus seats will be based on demand. I mean, if you're flying Frontier, you're not buying an extra seat. Like, there's Come a on. Reason you're on Frontier. I mean, yeah. Let's call it like it is here.
You pay with change. one and out. I flew it one time. I said, nope. Yeah. I'd rather walk. I'll rent a car.
Yeah.
Oh,
water bottles were recycled. They were filling them with tap water.
They just have a water fountain, roast sticks.
Give out plastic cups. You got to wait in line. It's ridiculous.
There's nothing worse, though, when you're on a flight. It seems like it might be a little empty. People start moving seats before they close the doors because they want to be able to move. But then, you know, that family that's always late comes running in. And now this person, I have to get up again so you can get back to your damn window seat because you were being impatient. Well,
generally, the good flight crews will not allow you to move seats till the doors are closed. And even then, sometimes, they kind of frown upon it.
Yeah.
I got two get-ups for you if I'm the aisle. After the second time I get up for you, I'm just turning my knees. You got to step over me.
Mm. No, you don't own the aisle.
Nope. I own
just because
seat.
You sit on the aisle seat doesn't mean you own the aisle. If I'm in the window seat or the middle seat, I own 1/3 of the aisle.
And
I own 1/3 of it, and you will move.
Your second time going to the bathroom, I'm getting
back. And my third and my fourth.
The third time, I'm turning my knees. You got to step over.
No.
I'm not getting up all day. I'm going to stand up all day.
I say, stand up, Willie. Go in the bathroom.
I'm going to turn them knees. You got to step over. I'm not getting up three times.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy, around 85 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Sounds like a major insult, right? Stand up, Willie. Like, but it sounds like a major insult.
I would get mad if you said that. Have you said to me? Huh?
Stand up, Willie.
Sit down, Roger.
Hey, stop with the Butterfinger BBs, Willie. Trying to watch a movie here.
A little plastic crinkle ruined your day.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So you've got Heat basketball on the radio station tonight. Panthers hockey tomorrow. And when did you say Inter Miami plays? Is that tomorrow too?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow.
I see Jamal Cain, Ira Winderman tweets out, is back from the G League. And available for the Heat tonight, Solana.
Yeah, that's big. Huge move there.
Is that big?
Huge movement.
Dominating. Dominating in Sioux Falls, Jamal Cain. Oh. And Alondis Williams, too. Let's give him a little shout-out.
Happy to give anybody a shout-out.
Jamal and Alondis back. We set.
Somebody emails Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. Ira, Tyler Hero has missed 25% of games since his rookie season due to injuries. His latest injury is a chronic foot issue. An MRI revealed no damage, and then he goes on to miss 10 games. That has to be alarming. Now, we talked about that a little bit in the last hour, right? Because I said, do you think that they're just being super extra cautious with Tyler? And you sounded a little more concerned, Solana, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know what we really know.
Here's the thing, though. I'm cool with being super extra cautious if you were a top three or four seed. You're not right now. And you've lost four straight. You've shown
– use him.
Well, not only that, you've shown a huge inability to close out games. And I know a lot of people might scoff at this. Tyler Herro is one of your better closers outside of Jimmy Butler. He might be your second-best closer outside of Jimmy Butler. At the very least, he can hit a shot in the fourth quarter if those guys can't. So I don't understand the idea of being super extra cautious with a guy who right now you could use and also has – barely any playing time this season with Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo all together. To me, that's your best chance to go on another big run, and those guys need time on the floor to figure it out. So the idea of being super cautious, I don't buy it. I think he's injured right now.
I would say the continuity thing is a good point. I didn't think about that. He does need to get out there and play with those guys for the playoffs, but – I remember against the Pelicans, that was a non-contact. He was dribbling the ball and tried to stop, and his knee buckled.
Is that the one where he hyperextended?
Yeah.
Is that the one where it looked like he hyperextended his knee?
Yeah.
Nobody touching him. He really wasn't like – it was at half court. He was bringing the ball up and tried to stop, and his knee hyperextended. So my only concern – I don't know. My concern is that these lower body injuries are connected, where he has this chronic foot, and now he's trying to, you know, compensate for it. He keeps getting these lower body injuries, and it's like, hey – let him get fully healthy, because if it's not this damn foot, it might be the ankle, it might be the knee, it might be the hip, something else, because that injury in the Pelican game was that was a weird injury to watch, because nobody touched him. He was just bringing the ball up.
Well, Ira Winderman writes in the Sun Sentinel, I've been supportive of Tyler Herro in the context that in absolutely no way do I believe he is a malingerer. He wants to play. He is well aware of perception, but the reality, even if cliche, is that the best ability is availability. So, yes, this overall trend is concerning simply because you don't want to have to overexert your other leading men to compensate. It cannot be overlooked that this extended absence comes after missing 18 consecutive games earlier this season with a sprained right ankle. There was also one game missed with a shoulder sprain, one game missed due to a migraine. The question now is, when Tyler comes back, what does he come back as? Now, is Iris saying that, what does he come back as playing wise, or what does he come back as, a starter or off the bench? Is that what is Ira asking?
There? I think he's saying, what does he come back as, the player? How effective is he going to be the player after really this season not having any playing time at all because of injury, right? But that other question that you're hinting at, Hawk, is also an interesting one. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Tyler, Duncan in the starting lineup, who makes the team better? A lot of people feel it's Duncan Robinson. The numbers would push towards Duncan Robinson. That's an interesting question, too.
I wonder what goes on the next couple of games. Do the Heat have to wallop Detroit the next couple of games, or just get dubs and no one cares?
I just think you get dubs and nobody cares. Like, that to me is this team doesn't wallop teams, Hawk. They don't. Their last blowout was against the Milwaukee Bucks, and they just hit
right,
they hit 20 threes. Yeah, it made no sense. They hit no threes, no Terry Rozier, no Jimmy Butler. But this team doesn't blow teams out. They just don't. They play a very grinded out style of play. And against Detroit, when they played them last Friday or last week, it was Jimmy Butler having to play all 12 minutes in the fourth quarter and take over the game. Like, that's just what this team is.
They scored 88 last night. 88 points, four quarters.
It's hard to wallop anybody if you're putting up 88, because then the team you're walloping would have to put up like around 53.
Just 88. Just all. You can't wallop anybody when your offense is dead.
It is going to be interesting, though, to see what happens with Tyler when he does come back, because you're kind of in crunch time now, right? So Spo, like, he's going to start narrowing down. You're going to see what the postseason rotation is going to look like. And I don't know what the smart decision is right now, especially he comes back. He's missed a lot of games. You want to get him into playing shape. I don't know. It'll be an interesting decision for Spo. I'm glad it's not my decision.
Wouldn't it be easy to put him back where he is comfortable and where we've seen him thrive as the sixth man.
Well, he's comfortable in the starting lineup. He thrived as the sixth man, but he's comfortable in the starting lineup.
So like you're saying, get back into continuity offense. As the sixth man, he comes off the bench. He can be ball dominant. He can just create his own shot, and that's what he does. Let him come off the bench and be the scorer out of the, in the second unit. It's what we've seen. That's his best position I've ever seen him play, was running the second unit.
Or you put him back in the starting lineup, but you don't take Duncan out. I know a lot of people haven't thought about this, but has Terry Rozier, and I like Terry. I think he does a lot of good things. But has he proven to you that he's the long-term answer at point guard? The Heat starting five right now, Jovic, Jimmy, Terry, Nico, and Bam, has a negative net rating, and they've played over 100 minutes together. That's a pretty solid chunk of sample size to say, hey, this is our starting five. It should be better than a negative.
Why not say to Terry, hey, you're going to kind of lead up the second unit.
Right.
Like everything they said to Tyler last season, you now say to Terry Rozier and go, listen, this is a more important role than what you're doing right now with the starting five, because that's a way to keep Duncan and Tyler in there. That's not a bad idea there.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens, but also, is Tyler going to stay healthy? That's the big question. You're bringing him back when he does come back. I mean, last year he played one game in the playoffs, out for the rest of the season. Like, is he going to be healthy enough to sustain a legit postseason run? He hasn't in a couple years.
This year alone, foot, knee, and ankle. Like, last year was, what was it, hand, right? He broke his hand in the playoffs. Like, it's just, even I'm talking about the compensation in the lower body, but that, Hawk said it. I forgot about the shoulder injury, the broken hand last year. So, fragile Tyler? There's a lot of damn injuries going on.
Yeah, but I would say the ankle, which is what kept him out most of the season, that's just freak. Anybody can have an ankle roll. Like, that to me didn't look like an injury that you say, wow, that guy's fragile. I mean, he just went up for a rebound and landed at the wrong place at the wrong time. His ankle rolled all the way over. That'll happen to anybody in the NBA at some point if you play long enough.
Yeah.
Heat tonight is a 7 p.m. tip-off. And then when do they play again on Sunday?
Sunday, I think, is a 3 p.m. game.
I think it's a 3 o'clock game, right?
Yeah, but good. Good. Thank God.
You're selfish.
I'll be on at 1:45. I'll be done by 6. Are you kidding me?
A lot of people watching a 3 o'clock Heat Pistons game on a Sunday. I mean, can't imagine it's 3 o'clock for national TV.
That's what they did. They moved it.
It's no football anymore, Hawk. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It could be Selection Sunday.
Selection Sunday is Sunday night. Usually about 6 o'clock or so.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conference title games later in the afternoon, and then they'll have Selection Sunday. They want to get all the NBA games out of the way early.
Spoiler alert for Miami fans, Hurricanes, men's basketball fans. You don't need to worry about Selection Sunday. Ruin it for you. I just saw on the show sheet, on this day in 2013, the movie Spring Breakers was released. We were just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah,
that
is Franco.
I am telling you, find that movie over the weekend. If you haven't seen Spring Breakers, but like, watch it as a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, Dark Room and...
Don't act like you're about to watch an Oscar award-winning...
Like, crank up the sound. Like, watch that movie as a vibe. Spring Breakers. Also, happy birthday to UM legend John Jay, 38 years old today. Excellent baseball player. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up just around the corner.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got... guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better over.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.